the main event.
Welcome to WHW Monday. Tony Schiavone and Conrad Thompson.
Jim Crockett for Starcade, 605 NWA, TV title, Cajun Omni, the Bunkhouse Stampede, Flair and Horseman, Garvin Boogie, Magnum Dusty, Express Tag Team, Turner Barton, Mid-South Joint World Championship Wrestling.
Talking about the great years of World Championship Wrestling, the NWA and Jim Crockett Promotion.
Tony and friends thought they win, look, Schiavone's back again, world title split off, center stage, Bischoff, Disney, Hogan, and Nitro, New World Order and the Crow. Thunder Russo, Arquette Champ, Vinnie Mac, simulcast. Tony's back with Conrad, not your classy podcast. Watch along, try not to laugh, lowest rules can't pass. This wasn't the initial plan, Tom Zink's a good-looking man. Klondike Bill, make a chair, Tommy, you come over here.
What happened when?
WHW Monday. And now, let's go to the ring. And here's your co-host, hey, it's Conrad Thompson.
Hey, it's Conrad Thompson, and do not adjust your television set. That's right. I'm dressed just like the Kool-Aid man. And here with me today, the one and only Tony Schiavone. Tony, what's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, Conrad, what's up, buddy? What's up? What's up? How you doing, man?
Man, we went from a Budweiser commercial to now we're going to be watching what looks like a Miller Lite commercial. Before we get going, though, you were telling me before we clicked record that you wanted to take a moment at the start of the show and show everyone your penis. We're behind the paywall and you're trying to do what's best for business. You learned from wrestling Vic Sins last year or a few years ago, whatever it was, that if you get strange for some change, then you're going to be good to go. So you don't want to go the OnlyFans route. I think it's in your contract that you can't do OnlyFans, but it is in your contract. You can do Patreon. And thankfully behind the paywall, we can free Willie. So, without further ado, let's see it, Tony. Let's get that rascal out. Come on. Let's get rascal out. Let's go. Come on.
Conrad can't do it. Sorry.
No, listen, it's fine because at home, a lot of people are going to be watching on their phone and they can just go, wee, 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 and make it bigger. See?
No, I can't do it. I, first of all, can't find it. Oh. Number one. And number two, I would never do anything like that. Ever.
I was thinking about that, and I was telling somebody the other day that, you know, they don't use Punxsutawney Phil or what Punxsutawney Phil anymore for Groundhog Day. I say it was cruelty, you know, whatever. So the gist is we're going to have you start doing it.
Wait a minute. They don't use Punxsutawney Phil anymore?
No, it was cruel to animals.
Really? Just to pick him up and show him to everybody. That was
correct.
Cruel to put.
He didn't like to be picked up. They don't like being picked up.
Really?
Yep.
Did he tell somebody he didn't like being picked up?
Well, did that dog you hit with a baseball bat turn around and say, I don't like that, Mr. Schiavone. Woof, woof. I'm saying all that to say what I was pitching is we can't follow the nomination of you replacing Punxsutawney Phil because we would always have six more weeks of winter because that little rascal ain't ever going to see a shadow.
You are a worthless piece of shit.
He'll never see the shadow.
You're the worst.
What? Because you have a tiny penis or because you hit dogs with bats?
Neither.
Oh, you have a fair size hog on you?
Austin Charleston would like to watch Mr. McMahon against The Undertaker in a buried alive match at Survivor Series 03.
You know what he'd rather see? Your Peter, show it to him. It's what he wants.
No,
it's what. No, I was told. Lois calls it a venti latte. I don't know what venti means.
No, venti means 20. No, no,
20.
No. 20.
Oh, well, you know, Ric Flair once told me.
Oh boy, that,
his name.
Here comes a big lie. But go ahead.
In Spanish, Nature Boy Ric Flair in Spanish is El Mucho Ding Dong. I don't know if that's real or not, but
I believe you lop off one of those words and you're right. So,
so get on out your peacock.
No, let's watch the match.
We're going
to watch the match, you dumbass.
Well, listen, buddy, we're 3 minutes into the show. Are you trying to rush this process? We're getting to know each other. We're getting a fellowship. We're getting to hang out.
Yeah, I'm trying to rush the process.
Okay, fine. Get to 2 hours and 9 minutes of season 17, episode one at Survivor Series 03 on Peacock. That's 2 hours, 9 seconds, 0 seconds. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, play.
No. Wait a minute. Slow down. We're not ready to go yet. Hang on.
The ramifications of this evening now, and the irony that Stone Cold Steve Austin's career is now over, and the man that he's battled over the years, his archenemy, his nemesis over the years, Mr. McMahon's career, could end tonight as well.
Yeah, well, just I want to touch real quick on Stone Cold Steve Austin. I mean, I wrestled the man before, and I have great respect for him. He's going to be missed big time. We're SmackDown guys. We're not Raw guys, but Stone Cold Steve Austin was the man, no doubt.
Well, nonetheless, speaking to Mr. McMahon and Stone Cold Steve Austin's battles, Mr. McMahon's, well, his battles couldn't come to an end tonight. It's Mr. McMahon in The Undertaker in a buried alive match coming up next. 13 years ago tonight, The Undertaker's career began at Survivor Series. Tonight, it could end if he's buried alive tonight.
There's nothing more that I want right now in my life than to be the five-time WWE champion. But you see, that's never going to happen as long as Vince is around.
The Undertaker is going to grab that biker chain.
He got it.
The title hangs in the balance. Wait a minute. It's Mr. McMahon.
The hell is Mr. McMahon?
Where the hell did he come from? And Lesnar, the champion, has a chain. Lesnar retains the title.
Words came out of Vince's mouth.
Because as long as I'm breathing in and breathing out, you'll never be the WWE champion. Never.
Well, I guess it's time that he stops breathing in and out.
Never.
The day of reckoning is coming at Survivor Series.
Father, who art in heaven.
I only ask for your understanding and forgiveness for what I'm about to do.
Hallowed be thy name.
I've been chosen.
Thy kingdom come.
To slaughter the infidel. To bury the Undertaker alive.
On earth as it is in heaven.
On Survivor Series night, I will have worked for this company for 13 years. And in those 13 years, Vince McMahon has screwed with me professionally and personally.
I must follow the light.
There comes a time where you have to be held accountable for your actions.
As we forgive those who trespass against us.
Even if your name.
Lead us not into
is Vince McMahon.
Amen.
So I love that he's saying, as long as I'm breathing in and out, you'll never be champion again. So they're basically saying, we got to kill him. He needs to stop breathing. We're going to put him in this grave, buried alive.
Yeah.
But then Michael Cole says, this could be the end of his career. It's not, well, like, it's not like you can say, you know, that.
Yeah. Well, you do realize that when you're dead, your career is over, right? I mean,
Taz's keys to victory. Look at this shit.
I'm a big evil is very well versed in submission. And a good way to wear down Mr. McMahon is to catch the boss off guard by using him. And second, The Undertaker is born and bred in Texas. So you know the Payne Syndicate right here in Dallas will be going nuts for the hometown boy. And third, the most important key out of all the keys, I think you got to say, Undertaker's got the experience. And then Mr. McMahon, the mental stability. The boss has been off his rock a little bit. Second, the higher power. Mr. McMahon thinks he's got a higher power that builds the confidence. And third, avoid the grave until you got to throw the dead man in it. That's my keys to victory.
Boy, that last one right there, that was like you the last 20 years of our marriage. Avoid the hole. Whew. That was a close one tonight, Connie. She almost got me.
Last 30.
She put on some perfume and distracted me. I was in a lowish shtick vortex. So, hey, you wanted to rush through this. Should we watch the match and fast forward, or can we talk about
No.
As a reminder, the best match poll was Team Austin versus Team Bischoff. The worst match poll was Molly Holly versus Lita, but second place was Vince McMahon versus The Undertaker.
Wow. Okay. Wow. So this would start, in the ring, I guess, and work its way here. Or did they just start right there at the?
They're going to get in the ring and work their way there.
All right.
Meltzer would say this was the bloodiest WWE pay-per-view in recent memory, highlighted by the apparent leaving of the company by Austin, which is what we were sort of tiptoeing around at the beginning of our segment here. After this, we've got Bill Goldberg and Triple H to just really try to kill off the territory. Meltzer gave this 1 star.
This match here or the Bill Goldberg?
This match here.
1 star.
Yep.
All right. Meltzer would say
Vince McMahon beat Undertaker in a buried alive match in 11:59. There was really nothing they could do here after the last bout. Vince bladed big after the first punch. The match had no heat despite all the blood. There were literally puddles of blood both in and out of the ring. So if you've ever wanted to see Vince McMahon bleed, and I know you think about that often as you guys are in your war room there in Jacksonville, as Tony Khan pets a cat and wonders, what can I do?
Yeah. No, you got him mixed up with Eric Bischoff in 1998, 99. But you know, this is, you know what I'm thinking about this?
How much you wish you were with WWE in 03 and not with the Gwinnett Braves?
No. I wasn't with the Gwinnett Braves in 03 either. But what I was thinking of is that maybe without the influence and maybe without the competition of WCW, that they were a little bit not on their game.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. But that didn't matter to Vince because he's making money and he's a billionaire. And what does he care? He killed the
guy. Well, I mean, they were crushing. They were doing really, really well. But I think there was definitely something to, you know, competition. So notice what he's fidgeting around with his hands. Let's track it, see if you can find the magic.
Watching his back and his back. And that's what.
So he's answering to the quote unquote higher power.
Right. The higher power is actually going to look down on Mr. McMahon to help him get through this matchup. Match must officially start in the ring. It's underway.
Mr. McMahon better be careful and protect himself. He might get dropped in a soup bowl. Man.
And Undertaker is hurt enough in a right hand.
Zippity doo da, zippity a.
He didn't even hit him in the head. He hit him in the chest.
Look at the canvas already.
The man has been busted open already with that right hand by the Undertaker.
Gross shot, caught the boss and busted him open.
The only way you're
in. Now, is it true that Tony Khan is going to be blading on TV this Wednesday on AEW?
Yeah. No.
It's not true.
No.
Well, why is everybody lying about all this?
No, not everybody lies like you. What? But you and your group of your own whack pack, which is made up of some of the biggest idiots I've ever been around in my life. You guys get together, make up this bullshit. Good God. Look at this. Jesus Christ.
Dude, tell me that guy don't care about the business. He's literally bleeding buckets for the business.
Yes. He's squirting.
Congratulations, by the way, you guys were back over 1 million this week. I know it was high fives all around. So
yeah, we're very excited about it.
People live and die by the ratings. I don't think fans should do that. They should just watch what they enjoy. I never gave a shit how many people watched The Sopranos or didn't, or what Tony's contract looked like. I just wanted to watch the fucking thing on Sunday. And I just want to watch you guys do your thing on Wednesday and Friday. And I'm glad that we're back over 1 million. You guys deserve all the success in the world. And I'm excited that, we passed that milestone again.
Yeah, that was great. I thought Bryan Danielson and Danny Garcia had a hell of a match. That Danny Garcia can go, buddy. That kid is talented kid. The old ding dong shot. Can't work that one, buddy. God, look at this.
Dude, is this crazy or what?
This is fucking nuts. I'm sure he didn't mean to do that. Maybe he did, you know.
Goddamn, pal. If you're going to do it all the way.
Yeah, I'm going to need to show these kids out. She'll be done. See how Bruno Sammartino did it for my dad back Madison Square Garden.
Look at that. Think about how old he is and how much money he's worth and that he's still doing this.
I know. And this was Well, this was 20 years ago, just about, a little bit less than 20 years ago. Yeah, that's one of the things, too, this was 20 years ago. Good God. Good God.
Good God.
So we're in Dallas, apparently.
Yeah.
And there's that goofy-looking Titantron again, that round one. Oh, is that Nick Patrick, the referee? Did I just notice that?
Yeah, Nick Patrick was a referee for them. I didn't see who it was, but.
Yeah, I think that is Nick walking around there. Yeah, it is Nick. See, I didn't know Nick had gone to them. That's the first time I realized this. Everybody just bailing out of the way, buddy. The Fink, look at him and say, fuck. Not that we don't get bumped on. We don't get fucking bled on. Look at Taz in that fucking suit. What the flying fuck?
He's getting ready to go on tour with the Kings of Comedy. You got to send a picture of this and ask it. Yo, brother, is this out of the Steve Harvey collection? Did you go with the Cedric the Entertainer look? Don't even claim it's D.O. Hughley. I know Bernie Mac when I sees him. You motherfucker, you. How many goddamn buttons do you need on your jacket, Pete? How many buttons do you need, Pete? I bet you called more WrestleManias than you had. Oh, impossible. You got so many buttons. You wasn't there at the first one. Look at all the fucking buttons on your jacket, Pete.
He was talking to me this week about watching some old WCW stuff. So I got to come back with this.
Have you hit him with a bing bong yet?
A bing bong?
Yeah.
No. Oh, is that what he used to say?
No, but it was a thing that went viral this last year, but he would know about it.
Okay.
You got to go bing bong. And then when he looks at you, you go, fuck your life.
Oh,
a monitor in the face. Down goes McMahon. I hope he blades again.
There you go, Pete. Take your headset off, brother. Yeah. Look at, he's telling them, cut my mic. Do you see that?
Well, yeah, let's check.
We're just getting started.
Yeah! All those people want to be bled on.
I mean, think about how much fun that would be for you if you got to hit your boss, if you got to hit Tony Khan in the face.
No, I would never do that. I don't know if there's anybody I would hit in the face.
Wait, he's getting paid to do it.
Oh, if I got paid to do it, I would
do it. No, you'd hit me in the face.
Oh, in a minute for free. but no, not Tony. He's a good human being. All right, here we go. We're going to bury him alive. He's dead already. Might as well bury the carcass.
Speaking of buried, I found out you guys just recently dug up Brian Cage, and he's re-upped with AEW. That's cool, man. Brian Cage has got a lot of untapped potential. It's just come out since you and I've been on the air that Brian Cage is coming back this Wednesday on AEW Dynamite.
Well, I don't think we have enough segments for all these people that you're lying about coming back.
Well, you know, this past week on Dark, it was a 60-minute show and you had 58 wrestlers on it. That's not an exaggeration.
Yeah, well, you know what?
That's God cool. Bless,
give people something to do.
It gives a lot of opportunity. People can get their reps. Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's great stuff.
Right. I agree.
I made that up though. It was 48 wrestlers in 8 minutes or 8 matches on a 50-minute show,
right.
which is really ridiculous. I mean, not ridiculous, but incredible when you think that Tony Khan believes in wrestling that much, that he's spending this much essentially on his developmental. Nobody's calling it that. I think that gets a negative connotation, but the reality is back in your day, guys work 7 days a week.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And so they had plenty of opportunity to get their quote unquote reps in. Meanwhile here, you know, these days in the modern era, that's a lot tougher. But yeah. Thanks to things like Dark and Elevation, you get those opportunities. And I think sometimes fans are like, LOL, it's not live. I don't care. Well, you should. Mm-hmm. These guys are investing in your stuff. You should watch and give feedback and be interactive and all that.
Yeah, of course. If you are really a fan.
Yeah, and if you're not, then just Shivani it and be like, I don't know.
No, I wouldn't go that far.
You have to take control of what he's doing here. Miss McMahon made this personal.
Oh, my God.
Look at this. Steps across the ankle.
God.
Holy shit! It's almost as if Taker would really wanted to beat his fucking. Look at the fucking blood.
Yeah, man. Look at the puddle on the ground. I mean,
yeah, two of them. Just good God.
You could donate that and get some cash. I bet billionaire blood is worth more. Oh, fuck, man, that's a good idea. What if you just like?
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Put a little Dexter deal in Tony and just extracted some billionaire blood, and you're all good, bud.
I don't think so.
So you're not going to stab him with a needle?
No.
Just so you know, if you get Big Show involved, I mean, Paul White involved, he has experience with blow darts. He learned about them in WWE. They had blow darts.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
Obviously lifeless, but Big Evil is full of vigor. Mr. McMahon,
so
get buried alive, Cole. The Undertaker is just drawing this out. He's making Mr. McMahon suck.
Man, what do you think of the buried alive concept?
Well, I think it's fucking gross.
Yeah, the only way this could be better is if they took that hole and they just filled it with champagne and orange juice.
You love to knock our shit, don't you?
I'm not knocking it.
You're knocking it.
Come on now. Are you telling me that a Mimosa Mayhem match was supposed to be taken seriously, or was it a little tongue-in-cheek fun?
Yeah, I think it was tongue-in-cheek.
Well, then what's wrong with us having a little fun? Okay. Oh, no.
Okay.
How great was Vince to know exactly where to swing that to not hit Taker in the face but still get the big thud on the chest? Vince is an underrated worker. I think Vince might be the greatest worker in the history of business. I think when I think about a Mount Rushmore of wrestling, I put Vince McMahon, the announcer. I put Vince McMahon, the promoter. I put Vince McMahon, the television character. I put Vince McMahon, the wrestler. And then I make a fifth spot for Vince McMahon, the God of professional wrestling.
Oh, what happened? What happened?
What the hell was that?
That was just a little explosion.
What happened?
It's Kane. It's Kane.
He's not running for office. He missed that shot.
What the hell is he doing here?
He thought
he's going to bury both of them.
No, he's going to pull his boss out just like he would. He can't write paychecks if he's dead.
Yeah, right.
Who the hell expected Kane out here? Mr. McMahon is crawling down the mound.
What did Kane just tell Mr. McMahon? He just told him something.
So Vince McMahon's going to go flip it. This is awesome. Him running equipment. You know, he is a self-professed redneck from North Carolina.
Yeah.
So in another life, he may have been working these front loaders.
You know, they obviously had an escape hatch here for the Undertaker, didn't they?
No, he's really going to die right here.
Because Conrad, all this dirt is very heavy. It could really crush a man.
Really?
Yes.
Look at Kane trying to buy time here.
Unconscious.
Remember, Cole, there's no disqualifications, no count out, so doesn't matter who ejects himself in, I guess.
Look at what great shape Kane's in.
Brother, that sick monster Kane.
Wait, whoa, Shane
McMahon to the hospital tonight.
Yeah, Miss McMahon is in that payloader, and that thing's going up. That basket, as they call it.
Payloader.
Wait a minute.
It's full of dirt. I could see the camera kit. There it is.
Oh, my God. The Undertaker has been buried alive.
Here's your winner, Mr. McMahon.
The Undertaker's 13-year career buried beneath a mound of dirt.
Well, yeah, thanks to his little brother. I can't
believe this. First off, we got to show you if we can see this here. This was Mr. McMahon. This was the blood that poured out of the skull of Mr. McMahon at the hands of the Undertaker. The Undertaker, he had the
He had the match won. He went up in the loader to drop that load of dirt, and there was an explosion. It apparently knocked The Undertaker out, and it was Kane, The Undertaker's own brother. He knocked.
Cole, fuck your desk. It almost got on my Steve Harvey suit, brother.
That payload.
Payloader got you, didn't it?
that payloader. Oh, God. Well, that was some shitty stuff right there, boys and girls. And as you can see, some more shitty stuff is about ready to go down. So, I don't know. Do you know when the, does anybody know when the funeral was the SmackDown falling, right?
It wasn't important, whatever it was.
Well, he wanted to see it.
Oh, okay. Well, then you should watch it.
Well, it's, oh God, SmackDown September.
Why would it be September? He just died in November.
Okay. All right. Well, The Undertaker interrupts his funeral September 23rd.
Okay. So how about November 20th, 2003? You want to watch the eulogy and all that?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Okay. November 20th, 2003.
Sounds good.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, as we're wasting some time trying to find it here, because as you can tell, I was really prepared with this. You ready? Yes. Roll tape. Go.
Well, I mean, you said, no, yeah, I want to hurry up and get this shit over with. Or whatever you said. And I was like, okay.
You are such a liar.
I thought we were going to give value to our fans who supported us. And
okay.
I didn't realize what you were playing. It was just a bunch of fucking nonsense bullshit.
You are such a lying cocksucker.
All right. What have I lied about?
Most everything. Let's see.
All right. I got it pulled up. Are you ready for like a time code or whatever?
Yes, I am. Yeah, go ahead.
How about 49:56 on season 5, episode 47? Get your cock out. You want to look for SmackDown? Season 5, episode 47, November 20th. 2003, Kevin Sullivan is fired up about it. As you can hear, first class organization, everything lined up, lots of big plans.
Okay. Okay. Ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
We're going to track it in
49:56. Uh-huh. Here we go in 3, 2, 1.
Play. They punked out Mr. McMahon. Goes one-on-one with the 500-pound Big Show. Oh, my! The monster from Raw invited here tonight by Mr. McMahon. Kane, the man who buried his brother, The Undertaker, Sunday at Survivor Series.
I never thought I'd see the day that Kane would be here on SmackDown. But God, after what happened at Survivor Series and what Kane did to The Undertaker, his brother, I cannot believe it, burying him alive.
Mr. McMahon called Kane his avenging angel.
You know, Cole, I've heard Kane be called a lot of things, but never anything with the word angel in it. But that's just a man's sick mind, you know? It's just...
What a dominating performance in Survivor Series. Kane sent Shane McMahon to a hospital, and he buried his own brother alive.
Citizens of Knoxville, vote for me.
No, he didn't say that. I thought he would.
I came here tonight to give a eulogy for my brother, The Undertaker. The man that I buried alive at Survivor Series. But I can't do that. The truth is, the man that we knew as The Undertaker has been dead for a long time. My brother and I used to share a common bond. We were monsters. We lived to strike fear into the hearts of normal men. That was who we were. But my brother, the Undertaker, committed the most unpardonable of all sins. He betrayed himself. He became one of you. I know. I watched as he showed compassion and defended Stephanie McMahon. I watched as he showed weakness in losing to Brock Lesnar. This man was not my brother. This man was not a monster. A monster shows no compassion. A monster has no weaknesses. My brother was nothing but a fraud. But I stopped that. I took this imposter. I buried him alive. And I enjoyed it. As I look around, all I see is a mass of pathetic insects that I could destroy anytime I wanted. But at least you people are true to your nature. My brother was not. But thanks to me, you will never have to see his pathetic carcass again. This so-called dead man was dead and buried long before Survivor Series. So all I have to say is rest in peace, my brother. Rest in peace.
Okay.
So there you go. You wanted to watch
that. That was some real boring shit right there, buddy.
That's what you wanted, bud.
Oh, that's not what I wanted. That's what our buddy Austin Charleston wanted. Austin, thank you, Austin. Appreciate you. Appreciate everybody with us on the Patreon. But the flip side of that is some damn good bleeding, buddy.
No, I mean, the Vince McMahon show is what we just saw, was it not?
Yeah, of course it was. In the timeline of The Undertaker and Kane, the Kane comes in, his scarred brother, burned brother, right? In the face.
Yes.
Okay. And he's brought in by
Paul Bearer.
Now he has the mask off.
Yes, because it turns out he wasn't actually scarred.
All right.
He had a mental illness that made him believe this whole time that he was scarred in the fire. So he built it up to be way worse in his head.
Okay.
That's sort of the gist.
All right. So that's where we are there, but he is still hating his brother. And I'm sure as time went along, he and his brother finally teamed together and did some things.
It's like you've seen wrestling before.
Right. Yes, I have. Yeah. You lead them in the direction that you want them to go, that they know they're going, and they're glad they're along for the ride. That's part of it.
There's Jimmy Wang Yang.
Yeah. Yeah.
What if we made your middle name Wang? Tony Wang Schiavone.
No, I don't think it'd be good.
Hey, while we're just filibustering, because, you know, we're trying to give a lot of value here on the program.
Yeah.
Was that a botched finish on the Jade Cargill thing the other night?
Let me think. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't see the finish.
Your other podcast co-host was the referee. Counted one, counted two, almost counted three, and didn't, but nobody kicked out.
I think I was backstage.
And then later, Jim Ross said, did Jade Cargill have a brain fart? Because she apparently forgot to kick out, but I was like, I don't know if that makes sense.
Oh, I know why. I know why I didn't see the finish.
Oh, you?
I was on my way to the ring.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I have to go back and look at it. And I haven't since we've done that because, you know, they tell me like, you know, you better get down to the ring. The match going to probably end soon. And, or it's going to end soon. And I go down the steps around back and I walk around and I don't want to be seen in the camera standing there at ringside. So I kind of stay in the back as much as I can. And then I heard the bell ring as I'm walking down. So I didn't see it, but I'll go back and see it. And it could have been.
I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to. What? This Wednesday, when Shane McMahon, Jeff Hardy, Cesaro, Bully Ray, who else did we say? And Tony Khan all make their in-ring debuts for AEW. You heard it here.
Steve Regal.
Steve, William, whatever you want to call him.
And why not to Jerry and Jamie Noble while we're at it?
I mean, yeah, I think that'd be awesome. I mean, okay. So go ahead and tweet it right now, yeah. You know?
Yeah, that's all a lie. But we, by the way, coming up this week, we'll be back home in, are you coming to our pay-per-view?
Revolution? I'm kind of sort of invited.
Okay. But,
you know, I get a lot of mixed messaging.
Oh,
you know, once upon a time, you and I and JR had the opportunity to do a live show and you said, nah.
Right. I didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
But I know that you guys have a big show on Friday night and then you've got a fan fest on Saturday and the pay-per-view on Sunday and the card looks freaking stacked. So yeah, even if I'm not there, I will be watching on pay-per-view.
Somehow, since you're the third most powerful man in wrestling, somehow you not showing up at a pay-per-view is not right. You need to be there.
I hadn't been at several pay-per-views.
Well, then those haven't been right.
I'll tell you what, if I was there when they were trying to take bumps into mimosas, I'd have put a stop to that shit.
You'd have gone out and said, no, like the old Monty Python thing where he says, let's stop this skit. It's too silly. Let's go to the next one.
That would have been funny.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've had a lot of fun when you guys pick bonus stuff. And Tony, I think we should probably, why don't we go see if we can see what David Crockett's doing. Let's circle the wagon, see if we can get David Crockett back and let's watch some silliness with him sometime.
Yeah. Cause David loves silly stuff, man.
And I miss just cutting up with him. He's just a fun guy to hang out with.
Yeah, he really is. You know, another fun guy to hang out with?
Who?
Jeff Jones.
Oh, I love Jeff Jones. You know, you used to think he was a nothing happening.
Well, that's when he worked for you. And most people that work for you on the wrestling end are nothing happening guys, but go ahead.
No, he is one of my many, many double J's. You know, I got three double J's, you know, personally.
Yeah.
Can you guess the other two?
Jeff Jarrett. There's another.
And?
Idiot that works for you. JJ Jones, no,
Jeff Jewett, doodootrucking.com.
Oh, doodoo truck. Okay. Yes. I just know him as doodoo Jeff or Dude. So. Yeah. So, I mean, with the exception of Jeff Jewett, I mean like Silva and Hancock and Matt Kuhn and Evan Polisher. And Steve Kaufman and Chris McDonald. I mean, they're all a bunch of fucking idiots. But that's back when Jones was a part of that, and he's no longer. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he. You know why he left the group chat? Did he ever tell you?
Did he leave it recently?
No, it's been a while.
Okay.
But did you hear why he left?
No, I did not.
Because Super Dave, AKA Pondwater Dave, is a mark.
Okay. Aren't we all?
I mean, you need to take that up with your Double J.
Okay.
Because he said he was out because Super Dave was a mark.
Super Dave was a mark. Okay. That sounds like a lame excuse to me. I'll have to take that up with him. But I did have very good, as you would like to say, fellowshipping.
He's tremendous.
With him and Arn Anderson and Brock between Bridgeport and Hartford, Connecticut the other night, driving together back and forth on the airport. And that was a lot of fun.
How do you like Brock and Arn?
Great dynamic. Father, son, great dynamic.
What do you think Arn's going to do now that Cody's flown the coop?
That's a good question. I don't think anyone really knows. I don't think Arn knows, to be honest with you, what's going to happen.
What if he managed Shane McMahon, Cesaro, Jeff Hardy, William Regal? Who else did we?
To Jerry
and Tony Khan
and Jamie Noble
Jamie Noble. He would actually do well with Jamie Noble.
It would be the faction. It would be the biggest faction in AEW. It would supplant the Inner Circle. It would supplant the Pinnacle, which.
Did you just say the Inner Circle was the greatest faction ever? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are desperately out of time. The tape machines are rolling. We got to go. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We really appreciate everything you do for us here on Patreon. It's always fun to get to cut up and talk about some stuff that we probably shouldn't be talking about, but hey, fuck it. It's behind the paywall. We're just chatting with our friends, and that's what you guys are. And looking forward to getting together with our friends here in the next, 30, 45 days. We're going to have some announcements for you on this year's Low Key Big Hog get together. And Tony, whether we're picking Nashville or we're picking Chicago, it's going to be fucking fun, is it not?
It's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait to get to be out with everybody again. We had a great time last time. I haven't had a drop of liquor since the last time we got together.
Well, that's probably good because we're going to let you make up for lost time sooner rather than later. It's going to be Top Guy weekend. It's going to be Low-Key Big Hog weekend. Just so many fun memories to be made when Tony Schiavone has alcohol and his daughter's not around to see how he behaves when he's really Tony Schiavone. So we got to make sure she has a scheduling conflict that weekend.
All right. Thank you very much, everybody, for being with us. We are desperately out of time.
Are you late for your rainbow party?
No. Stop the tape.